created by Cy Howard with Mary Shipp as Kay and starring Marie Wilson as Irma.
Transcribed.
You know, one of the cleverest writers of our time, namely Gertrude Stein, had a style of writing that was unique. She believed that by the repetition of words, the impression desired could not be missed. For instance, she wrote that a rose is a rose is a rose is a rose is a rose. Now, if I were to attempt to describe my roommate, Irma Peterson, a la Gertrude Stein, it'd go something like this. Irma's head is a rock, is a rock, is a rock. Why do I say this, even though I love her? Well, take yesterday, for instance. I was reading the newspaper, and I said, "Listen to this, Irma. At last the government's putting a ceiling on beef." And Irma said,
"Well, it's about time. I've seen those poor cows standing outside in all kinds of terrible weather."
Another one I can't understand.
Irma, what are you doing?
I'm doing some letters for Mr. Clyde, but I can't understand these big words.
Irma, big words are easy to understand if you just break them down.
Break them down?
Yes. Now, what word's bothering you?
Illegalize.
Well, now, let's break it down into syllables. IL is from the Latin, meaning not. Legal means according to law, and eyes means the act of making. So, illegalize means the act of not making according to law.
How simple.
Sure, honey. Now, take a word like recall. Re means back and call means call. So recall is to call back.
Oh, I see. Let me try it with a word. Here's one. Rehearse. Re means back and hearse comes from a funeral. So rehearse means to drive a hearse backwards.
Let's throw it into neutral, shall we?
Okay.
Now, let's take another, psychoanalyst. Psycho means the mind. Analyst, one who studies. So, a psychoanalyst is one who studies the mind.
Oh, now I get it. Let me try another one.
All right. Here's one. Superintendent.
Okay, let me break it down. Super means big, and in means in.
Yeah, that's right.
Ten means to take care of, and dent means teeth. So, superintendent is a person who takes care of people with big teeth.
I'm sorry you asked that. Oh, there it goes again.
Oh, what is it, Kay?
Well, the Martins upstairs got a new dog, and I think it's just inhuman the way they... the way these people go out and leave the poor thing without any food or water.
Oh, that's terrible, Kay. Isn't there anything we can do?
Well, they're neighbors. I hate to start any trouble, but after all, it is a dumb animal.
I don't think education should enter into this. Let's call the police.
No, maybe we ought to call Mrs. O'Reilly. She's got a pass key.
All right, I'll open the window and call her. Oh, Miss O'Reilly!
Irma, get away from there. I'll call her. Mrs. O'Reilly, will you please come up here?
All right, Kate.
Oh, poor little puppy. I hate people who are cruel to animals. When I was on the farm, I had a fight with my brother over that.
How come?
Well, he used to use a goose quill for a pen.
Ooh, I see.
And my brother would make the goose drink ink, so when he pulled a feather out, he'd have a fountain pen.
I'm surprised he didn't feed it BBs, so it would be ballpoint.
Yeah, he was the mean one. But my younger brother, Homer, made up for it. He was so kind and considerate to all the animals on our farm.
Yeah, I imagine.
Yeah, he used to put glass eggs under our hens so they could see if they were going to have a boy or a girl. And I remember when...
Come in. Well, girls, here I am. What's new?
Do you hear that, Mrs. O'Reilly?
Yes, and it's been going on for hours.
You've got a pass key. Open the Martin's door and we'll give the poor thing something to eat.
No, Kay, I can't do that. I'm a landlady with integrity. I never go into an apartment when a tenant is out. I think a landlady should mind her own business. As a matter of fact, I have never been in the Martins' apartment from the day I rented it to them empty.
Well, this is an emergency.
I'll get it.
Hello? Yes? Yes, sir. Yes, Mr. Clyde. Yes, sir. I'll get the work done as soon as I can. I wish you'd stop being a witch hazel. You heard what I said, witch hazel. Well, break it down. A witch is a terrible person and Hazel is a nut. You're a terrible person who drives me nuts. All right, goodbye. Gosh, he's the worst man anybody ever worked for.
Man!
It's only me, Professor Kropotkin. Hello, Kay and Irvin, Mrs. O'Reilly, my three little jewels. You, Kay, as brilliant as a diamond.
Why, thank you, Professor.
And you, Irma, as lovely as an emerald.
Well, thank you, Professor.
And you, Mrs. O'Reilly.
Yes, Professor.
An old abandoned mine shaft.
Now, look here, I'll take care of you later. Right now, we are concerned with another animal.
Animal?
Yeah, the Martins have a dog upstairs. I think it's locked in a closet with no windows. It's got nothing to eat or drink.
Isn't that terrible?
I don't know. Sounds like he's living better than I do. I don't even have a closet.
Oh, keep yourself out of this.
Oh, there he goes again.
Is that the dog?
Yes.
Then it wasn't you singing? What a disappointment. I thought at last you learned how to hold a note.
You be quiet, you skinny bunch of bones, or I'll have the dog dig a hole and bury you. That's what I mean.
Oh, come on, Miss O'Reilly. Get your pass key and let's go up.
No, Irma, I can't do that.
Well, have you ever spoken to the Martins?
Oh, dozens of times. And they don't pay any attention.
Then, girls, listen. There's only one thing to do. Write a letter to the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals and report them.
That's a wonderful idea. Now, look, Irma, I'll be busy at work. Will you write a letter and leave it here and I'll mail it?
All right. What's the dog's name?
Nellie. It's a French poodle.
Oh, well, I'll write that as long as it's living in America, it should be treated as well as any other citizen.
No, Irma, dear, just write that the Martins are abusing Nellie.
Oh, all right. Oh, by the way, Kay, what is this society?
It's for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. It's an organization that does just what the name implies. Why do you ask?
Oh, no special reason.
Hello? Yes? All right, Mr. Clyde, goodbye. Irma, Witch Hazel wants you at the office immediately.
Gosh, I better go. I'll write the letter later. Bye.
Come on, Mrs. O'Reilly. While we're waiting for action from the SPCA, we'll take some of those cookies you baked last night and slip them under the door for the doggy to eat.
But are cookies good for a dog?
He won't be able to tell them from any other bone.
Miss Peterson.
Yes, Mr. Clyde.
Yeah, I want you to get all this work out today because I'm leaving for Albany. I have a chance to be appointed to the State Racing Commission. It's a very important job.
Oh, I understand, sir.
Now, you've got to stay on this if it takes you all night. The work must be done.
All night?
Yes, all night.
But you're a Simon McCree.
Never you mind what I am.
But no other secretary works all night.
That's because they work in the daytime. You check your brains in at breakfast and you don't get it back until you go home for dinner.
But I have a date tonight.
I don't care. As long as you're working for me, you're going to get your work done.
But all night?
If you have to, yes. Now, I'm going to the gym for a massage and then to my doctor's for a checkup. You got that straight?
Yes, you're
going
to check up on your doctor, Jim, and give him a massage.
No. Oh, you idiot. Can't you get anything straight? Last week, I wired you that I was going to the Continental Trailways bus depot. You told everybody I was trailing a depot at the Continental Busway.
Well, the words were there. I scrambled them.
I hired a secretary, not an egg. Now, come on. You remember that I want that work done. Well, where's my hat?
It's under my desk.
What's it doing there?
Well, my wastebasket was full, and you told me to keep the floor clean.
Oh, no!
Look, I just want to remind you to write that letter to the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Will you have time?
Oh, sure, Kay. I have nothing to do.
Swell. Leave it at the apartment. I want to read it before it's mailed.
You can depend on me, Kay. Bye.
Hiya, beautiful.
Oh, hello, Joe, honey.
How's my sweet, adorable thing? Alfie, hold it. What's the matter?
You know what's the matter. Insulting me like that.
Insulting you? I said you were adorable.
That's just it. Break it down.
Break what down?
Adorable. Ad means a figure. Door is something on a barn. Mabel means can. You're saying I can have a figure like a barn door.
Honey, you're off your rocker. What's the matter with you?
Oh, I guess it's really Mr. Clyde. He says I have to work all night. He's been yelling at me and screaming at me all day.
Well, it's your job, beautiful, and we got a future to think about, and I'm not going to jeopardize it.
What do you mean, Joe?
I'll go to an all-night movie and pick you up here in the morning.
Well, now, wait a minute, Joe. I've got an idea.
You're not going to quit?
Oh, no. But if they can have a society for the prevention of cruelty to animals, there's no reason why they can't have one for the prevention of cruelty to secretaries.
Take it easy, beautiful.
No, Joe. My mind is made up. I'm going to get all my girlfriends together and organize a society. After all, we secretaries are entitled to the same treatment as a dog. Well, girls, I will now call the meeting to order. Answer to your names, please. Eloise Schmierbaum?
Present.
Violet Murphy?
Present.
Libby Clodhopper?
Here.
Lillian Mapp?
She's not here. Her husband beat her up.
Esther Buckley?
She had to go to a funeral.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, she beat her husband up.
Well, that completes the roll. Now, girls, I will tell you why I have convened you all here today. First of all, I want to give you all a piece of chalk. You will mark your initials on your shoes so when it's time to put them on again, you won't get mixed up.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. You know, I once left a meeting like this wearing one Oxford and one French heel. And I was so off balance that on the way home I had to walk with one foot in the gutter. It would have been all right, except then when I walked near our house, I stepped on my father.
Come on. All right, girls. When I rap this gavel, it means quiet. There. Now I will tell you why we are gathered here at my house. As you know, there's a... Golly, do you hear that dog upstairs?
Yeah.
Well, today I found out there is a society for the prevention of cruelty to animals.
Oh, didn't you know that? I have a boyfriend that works down at the pound. He's adorable. Of course, when we go out, he scratches a lot.
Please, Violet, you're digesting from the subject.
Oh, I'm sorry, Madam Chairwoman.
Therefore, since all of we girls are secretaries, I'm hereby proposing that we form an organization that be known as the SPCS, the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Secretaries.
Oh, Your Honor, I think that's a wonderful idea.
Yes, I just...
Wait a minute. We girls have taken enough abuse and torture from our bosses, and I think it's time we unite. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Good. Passed anonymously. Now, girls, I think the first thing our organization should have is a slogan. We will remain silent for 2 minutes while we put our slogans on a piece of paper. Now, make your slogans good, girls. Who knows, the slogan we think of may become as famous as A Pluribus Unum.
A Pluribus Unum?
Yeah, you know, it means please move to the rear of the bus. Fellow members, the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Secretaries will now listen to slogans for our club.
I'd like to suggest one.
Proceed, Sister Clodhopper.
Don't treat your secretary as if she's a sack, or you'll wind up with no one to sit on your lap.
No, I think we need something a little more formal.
I would like to propose a slogan for our club.
Proceed. What is it, Sister Murphy?
To yell at your secretary just isn't right. Remember, a lot of us girls have been up all night.
No,
That's not quite it.
I've got one.
Go ahead, Sister Schmierbaum.
When the boss says you have an empty head, just smile politely and tell him to drop dead.
No, that won't do either. I'd like to suggest one.
What is it, Chairman?
Don't give your secretary a miserable life. She may get even with you by becoming your wife.
Oh, that's
the committee on slogans will consider all four. Now let us proceed to the election of officers. First, we'll have the nomination for president. Thank you, girls. Now we will nominate a treasurer.
For treasurer, I'd like to nominate Eloise Schmierbaum.
Miss Schmierbaum, where do you plan on going for your vacation?
Well, if I had the money, I'd like to go to Paris.
We will now consider a new candidate for treasurer. what are your plans?
I'm going to the hospital for an operation.
Violet, you are elected unanimously. Now, girls, this is how the organization will work. If any of you girls are mistreated by your employer, you will write a letter to this club, and at the next meeting, we will decide what is to be done.
Well, I'm going to write one immediately. That crumb I work for has been getting away with murder long enough.
Well, what does he do, Sister Murphy?
He's a wolf. Every time you see him, he's got lipstick on his face.
Well, don't worry. His wife will find out.
I hope not. She'll break my neck.
No, Violet. That's not the kind of complaint I would put in the letter. Anybody else? Come in.
Oh, it's Mushy. Hey,
hello, girls. Is Joe here?
Oh, no, Mushy. But you're just the man we want to see.
All of you?
We've formed an organization called the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Secretaries.
Oh, that's very interesting.
And now, Mushy, you have friends in the wholesale business.
Hey, that's right. I have friends in every known business and lots unknown.
Well, now, we don't want to wear uniforms at our meetings, but we'd like to wear sweaters.
Sweaters?
Yeah, we want the letters SPCS in blue initials.
SPCS? Specs? All you girls are going to wear glasses?
No, that's the initials of our club. Mushy, do you think you can get the sweaters for us?
Well, I don't know what size you girls wear, and I don't know if there's that much wool in the country.
Order, please, girls.
What's that?
Oh, that's the Martin's dog, Nellie. I have to report them to the SPCA for cruelty.
Well, I think that's terrible. I don't see how anybody can be cruel to a dog. After all, we're all brothers under the skin. I better go meet Joe. Goodbye, girls.
Goodbye. Hello?
Irma, honey, did you write that letter about the Martin's dog yet?
Well, I'll do it very soon, Kay.
Well, look, would you mail it? Because I won't be home for a while. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Kay. Now, where were we?
We were talking about how to mail in our complaints about our bosses.
Oh, yes. Well, since I am the president, I will show you just how it's done. Eloise, you get at the typewriter.
Okay, dearie.
First, address the envelope to the SPCS, New York, New York.
Got it. Now, what's the letter?
Dear Society, I want to report Milton J. Clyde in the Lawyer's Building for extreme cruelty, as some of the things he does are inhuman and vicious. And I think the Society should get after him before it's too late. Sign it, yours for more kindness, Madam President.
All right, Madam Peterson. Here's your letter.
All right, just put it in the envelope and leave it on the table. We will now all go out for refreshments. Madam Violet, do we have any money in the treasury?
I don't see how. We haven't collected any dues yet.
Oh. You are fined $3, Madam Violet, for not standing when talking to the president.
Dog again. Ken.
Kay, what are we going to do about that little doggy upstairs?
Gee, I don't know, Professor.
You. I'm in love with you. Say you love me too. I'm in love with you.
Say, maybe the dog has been howling because he heard Mrs. O'Reilly singing and he thinks it's his mother.
I wouldn't know.
Yoo-hoo! Anybody home?
Come in, Mrs. O'Reilly. Hello, Mrs. O'Reilly.
That dog's been carrying on all day.
Gee, I do hope we get quick action. I told Irma to... Oh, how do you like that? She left the letter on the table. And look how she typed. She's got SPCS instead of SPCA. Here, I'll change it. There.
I'll mail it for you, Kay. Right. Come on, Professor. You and me are going to the gypsy tea room.
Mrs. O'Reilly, you're wasting your time.
Never mind. I want to see for myself.
What's this all about?
Me feather duster's missing, and the gypsy tea room is featuring chicken soup. I'll mail the letter. Goodbye, Kay.
Good morning. Office of Milton J. Clyde Attorney. No, Mr. Clyde isn't here, but I expect him back from Albany any time. I'll tell him. Goodbye. Oh, good morning, Mrs. Clyde.
Hello, Miss Peterson.
What are you doing here? Is Mr. Clyde back yet?
Yes, but he got an important call at the house, and he won't be here for a while.
Well, how did he make out in Albany?
Oh, he's so excited. He's sure he's going to be appointed to the Racing Commission.
Oh, that's nice.
Nice? Why, it's just too thrilling. Just imagine, we'll have our own box at the turf club. And who knows, someday I may have my own racehorse.
Well, it's all right if you have a large enough house. Personally, I just want children.
Oh, there you are, darling. Oh, Milton, what happened? You're pale.
Martha, I have been turned down by the Racing Commission.
Turned down?
Yes, I've been arrested for cruelty to animals.
Well, this time, little Kay Foster stepped forward and squared things. After all, it wasn't Irma's fault. I changed the address on the envelope, so I was responsible. Mr. Clyde is now the Racing Commissioner, and Irma's very impressed. Every time he has lunch, Irma waits for him to put on the feed bag. And the Martin's dog, I'm happy to say, is getting the best of care. As for Irma, the president of the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Secretaries is very busy.
Proceeding has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.